AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. A prized historic melon has been stolen from a community garden at the Loyola campus. The Montreal melon was once a luxury good, grown right in Notre-Dame-de-Grâce and shipped to places like New York and Philadelphia. It was a popular and famous fruit from the 1880s into the mid-1930s, until it went practically extinct. Now, in 2025, Cult of Action, a gardening group with a plot here at the Loyola campus, has been trying to revive and recultivate the Montreal melon and restore it, at least locally, to its former glory. The group was able to find seeds from the near-extinct local fruit and start growing it again. Here is Nico Quinn, the director of the garden plot at Loyola and the co-founder of Cult of Action, talking about the history of the Montreal melon.
The melon was being sold to very wealthy areas in New York City, Boston, Philadelphia. Most notably, it was served at the Delmonico Hotel.
The recultivation of this melon is a project in living agricultural history, an attempt to bring the community together over a historic, once luxurious good specific to NDG. In fact, the melon was hyper-local to the area of NDG.
So, for example, some Italians will say it's not limoncello if the lemons aren't from the Amalfi Coast or Sorrento or areas like this. Those are regions. Here in the Montreal melon, this is the NDG melon. Because of the microclimate that happens, you know, of course we're on an island, the microclimate that happens in between Mount Royal and the St. Lawrence, and we're on a sloped hill, we're in the valley of this area. So it's a very, very specific microclimate. So a Montreal melon that's grown in Rosemont is not going to be the same as a Montreal melon that's grown in NDG. It is the most hyperlocal food, vegetable, anything. Like, even matsutake mushroom is very famous for, you know, Japan. It's also in BC. But, like, the Montreal melon, even the difference in borough, will change the flavor of the melon.
Cult of Action faced challenges in regrowing this finicky fruit, with many being eaten by beetles or groundhogs. On August 19th, gardeners realized the one remaining prized melon they were able to recultivate, which was close to ripening, had been stolen.
We're all devastated. Like, it's been a tough morning because we discovered it today. So it's been like 2 hours of screaming and crying and pounding our fists into the ground. But they didn't just take a melon. Like, it is a piece of agricultural history, and that a lot of our community members are emotionally bound up in. So it's a huge loss.
This story isn't over. Other gardening groups were given seeds from Cult of Action, and the group itself will not give up on bringing this dead melon back from the grave. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona. As usual, my voice is going to sound like this, but we're used to it at this point. So I have been doing quite a few festival episodes in a row, because there have been a lot of festivals. It is, in fact, the summer. But today I am going back to original purpose of this show, which was to talk about different genres. I wouldn't say it's definitely not the only purpose of this show, but today is a genre episode, and a long-awaited one at that. I'm going to talk to you guys about house music. So arguably the mother of modern electronic dance music. Actually, not arguably, sorry, that's a fact. The house music began in the early 1980s in Chicago. It came out of the disco club era of the 70s. It is defined by its four on the floor beats, synthesized bass lines, soulful vocals, usually with a prominent bass drum, an offbeat hi-hat, and some sort of snare or clap on the second and fourth beats. The house music is, I would say, the most influential genre of electronic dance music. It paved the way for so many other genres that came out of it. It also was influenced by a lot of different genres of music of the era, such as disco, funk, soul, and jazz. And then the DJs who were pioneering house music were using samples from all of these other genres and using drum machines and synthesizers to create this sound. Yeah, I'm just going to get right into it. Today, for the house episode, I am doing an entirely Montreal-based house music episode. So every single song that you are hearing, that you are going to hear over the course of this episode, is by a Montreal-based DJ. So without further ado, coming up next, we've got Cœur de la Nuit by Jerez, I'm really bad with the pronunciation of these artists, aren't I? That's okay. They're bangers, that's all you really need to know. So, yeah, Cœur de la Nuit, followed by Feeling a Little, and then Free. Yeah, once again, you're listening to On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM.
Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Welcome, salutations, and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Welcome back to On the Right Track. Every time I need to clear my throat. Anyways, I'm DJ Zona, and what you just heard was Cœur de la Nuit, Feeling a Little Free, and Catch Me. So those last two songs were by Mitch Oliver, with Free being also with Amin K, who is a DJ from Morocco. But I digress. Back to the topic of house music. The name house music actually comes from the club in which it was originally played in Chicago. The club was called The Warehouse, hence the name house music. And the pioneer of house music is a DJ named Frankie Knuckles, who has been named actually the godfather of house. This was in early 1980s Chicago. One of the big influencing factors of house music was actually a lot of the social movements of the time, such as the LGBTQ plus movement, African-American, well, this was much after the time of civil rights, but house music and house culture provided a safe space for liberation, expression, and freedom for people from, African-American groups, Latino groups, LGBTQ plus, combinations of all of the above. The house music really holds an emotional impact as well. This is something that is still true to this day. People really get into these trance states with house music. It has very uplifting melodies and vocals, and it really brings like a sense of community into the club space. Highly influential to other genres of music as well. It was very, the 80s and 90s were very much a time for musical experimentation, and especially with all of the technology and like digital production tools that were basically being created at the time and coming out. It very much influenced mainstream like pop music, hip hop, R&B, and in the late 80s, house music really gained traction, especially acid house gained traction in the UK and was the start of what we know today as rave culture. Like house music, this is why I called house music the mother of the mother genre of modern electronic dance music. It also was so iconic that it was even given basically designated spaces like Ibiza, which is just known for its house music and its big clubs and festivals. And in the 2000s, as electronic dance music, or the Americanized name for it, which EDM, as we know it today, was entering the more like mainstream consciousness, along with the evolution of more digital production tools and internet culture, it really became very, very popular, along with other genres of electronic dance music, of course. But house music is really like the one that started it all. And there's so many different subgenres of house music as well. There's deep house, tech house, progressive house, electro house, tropical house, acid house. The list goes on. It's a very long list. But yeah, that's it was the thing that started rave culture, and the fact of it creating this like this sense of community and these safe spaces for marginalized groups is what eventually led to the creation of PLUR, Peace, Love, Unity, Respect, which is now very known, especially in North America, a very known motto for rave and festival and electronic music culture, to be like a motto of unity and acceptance through music and dancing. Next up I've got a DJ named Sinka with the track Mancora, and then after that Don't Depend, followed by quite a few songs by a DJ named Simba Soul. Again, these are all Montreal DJs that I was very lucky to be introduced to by another DJ that I met named Moti, who is from Costa Rica, if I'm remembering correctly. And yeah, it's so cool. Some of these DJs, they've played at festivals all over the world. They've also played at like Igloo Fest and like a lot of local events that we know. I'm gonna stop yapping and I'm gonna let you guys listen to these tracks because I did curate this playlist. Next up we've got Mancora by Sinka. Again, this is CJLO 1690 AM and you are on the right track.
to ask an important question. Do you know where your teenagers are? This could be the night your child ventures into a secretive and potentially dangerous world. The world of the rain. We'll be right back.
do not want life to be taken seriously. Seriousness is a kind of psychological disease.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. So right before that ad break, the songs that you heard were, we had Mancora and Don't Depend by Cinca, and then we had three songs by Simba Soul from an EP that just came out, I want to say a week ago, definitely not more than 2 weeks ago, called White, it's the White Flags EP. So those songs were White Flags, Little Dance, and the WU, yeah, not really sure what to do with that. Anyways, I, for this last little talk spot, I just want to talk about, I guess, my relationship to house music, which is my introduction to the EDM world and to rave culture was actually through dubstep and bass music. So house music is something that I had to kind of get into later on. And I found that, like, everywhere you go in the world, the culture of house music is going to be a little bit different. But I will say that at first, I really didn't enjoy house music that much. And not because I didn't enjoy the music itself. Although I will say sometimes I do get a little bit bored and I like some bass, I like some stimulation. However, it's not because I didn't like the music itself. It was because I didn't like the culture of house shows. I didn't like that, and that, like, you'd go to an EDM festival, some sort of show, and whenever you'd go to the house stage, it felt like being in a mainstream club. People are really rude and pushy, or too, like, messed up. It was not giving those plur vibes that it's supposed to give, and that made me really upset, because especially as I learned more about house music and its origins and, like, the way that it was literally created to be these, like, safe, friendly community spaces, it was very upsetting to see the way that house in the mainstream, like, experience that it is now, the way that it just became, like, so disconnected from its roots. And so I really didn't like going to house shows because it wasn't fun. It was like, I felt like I was always having to fight for my spot in the crowd, or like I was being judged by people. I don't know. But then I experienced, so if you heard my episode last week, I talked about a festival called Awakenings, which is in the Netherlands. And last week I was talking about techno, but it also, there was a lot of house music, and I went to a lot of house sets because some of the people that I was with knew a lot more about house music and were more interested in that aspect of the festival. And so whenever I didn't have a techno set I wanted to go to, I would just follow them to their house sets. And I had a really, really good time. It was definitely an older crowd, which I think brings more of that, like, the original vibe, like people who grew up or who experience this kind of music as it was up and coming, going to these festivals even now. And it was amazing. It felt like, it really felt like that community vibe. Everything was super friendly, like, everyone was super friendly. The vibes were incredible, honestly. And so it kind of made me take another look at my relationship to house music and made me more interested in it and potentially going to more shows. So that being said, North America, we have a lot of work to do when it comes to our crowd culture. I really think we need to bring back, we need to bring back Plur. It's like, it's so necessary in order to keep these spaces safe. Anyways, I've got one more song for you guys, maybe one and a half, depending on what time we have. And so that is, I've got one more song by Simba Soul that is not from the new EP. And after that, I've got one by Cora, who is also a Montreal-based DJ. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this house episode. I will definitely be doing more episodes that will focus on different subgenres of house. But for now, next up is Same Love and then Las Coloradas. On CJLO 1690 AM.
Same loving you is the same loving me.